Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, the nice thing about a 17-game schedule, Bob, is we can spend 2 or 3 weeks saying it's the halfway point of the season, and that's precisely what I intend to do right now. Limits, I would love for you to join in this conversation, so why don't you call up the standings in front of you, would you please?
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for being invited. Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Okay, Bob. I'm going to give everybody a chance for a do-over here. We're going to take a sober look right now at the NFL, at what is essentially the midway point. I don't know what your original Super Bowl pick was, but I'd like you to tell me, and I'm giving you a chance to redo it. What was your original Super Bowl pick, and who would you pick now?
Ravens, Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Ravens aren't going to be my pick now. I think that hole is too deep for them, although they could climb out of it. So if I have a chance to change this, I'm going to stick with the Lions just because I was on them and I still think they're a very good team.
Yes.
But I'm going to switch that, and instead I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, man.
I think it's still time for them, and I still think Josh Allen will leave them there.
I think it was shameful that they stood pat at the deadline. Just absolutely
shameful.
So did
Kansas City, and there were a lot of talks they were going to get Breece Hall. And
well, they have a good roster. The Bills don't.
But their running game could use improvement, and he was available on that fire sale they were doing.
That would have been something to see Breece Hall on the Chiefs, I'll tell you that. All right, Limits. Bob has redone his Super Bowl. He's got Lions and the Bills. What was your original pick, and what would you pick now?
Well, you got to know when to hold them, and you have to know when to fold them. And I am holding right now, guys. I had the Buffalo Bills defeating the Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl.
I'm going to stay with it, Bob.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome to the Buffalo Bills side. It's odd that the Buffalo Bills fan is the one that is not on our side yet and saying the Buffalo
Bills. He wasn't
will
all
win.
Year.
No, you guys are crazy. First of all, even if they had, like, by far the best roster, they never get to the Super Bowl. So why would this year be it when
because
they've got, like, the eighth best
because
roster
it's
the in the
NFL,
AFC?
And maybe it's time for Josh Allen to single-handedly take him there.
The Chiefs
maybe
aren't as good as they've been in previous years.
That's a good point.
And Kansas City may have to go on the road.
That's a good point as well, although they beat Buffalo in Buffalo just 2 short years ago, Bob.
I know what you're going to do, Joe.
What?
I can read your mind.
What am I going to do?
You're going to have the Colts. Mm. You love Sauce Gardner.
Well, my original pick was the Ravens and the Lions, just like you, Bob. And I'm ashamed of that pick. Ashamed of both teams,
really.
It
made sense at the time.
Maybe. My new pick is not Indianapolis. My new pick is the Broncos and the Eagles, who were always the sensible pick in the NFC.
Wow, that's a radical change
now. I'm picking Broncos-Eagles for this week anyway. I mean, what are we doing here? All three of us. The Eagles are the best team, and what did they do at the deadline? Added functional pieces to a defense they think they need to add to. They've given up 185 points in eight games. They still have, I think, from quarterback on out, the best offense in all of football. When you combine line, quarterback, running back, receivers, and tight end, that's the best offense in football when it wants to be. And the defense is going to come around, and they're sitting here like disappointed at 6-2, 5-1 in the conference. Bob, they're going to the Super Bowl again.
No, they're not. If the Lions don't take them out, Seattle will.
What about the Rams?
Rams could also. I just think there's too much competition over some really good, solid teams. And I have a lot of respect for the Eagles, don't get me wrong. But Seattle, that trade they made yesterday and what they've been doing, especially winning away from home.
Yeah.
And I believe they're undefeated away from home. So that tells me that they are championship worthy. I like their team.
Have we all forgotten about Tampa Bay?
No, I still have, you got to pick one team here. How many can you pick? I like Tampa Bay. They'll win that division.
I think your point might be limits. We talked about this yesterday. Going into the trade deadline, I honestly feel like there's at least 16 or 17 teams in the NFL that have a rightful case to believe we could get there.
Yeah.
That might seem ridiculous, but hang with me. New England, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, that's 4. Indies, 5. Denver, Chargers, Chiefs, that's 8. And I didn't even include the Jags, who just made a big trade. That would be 9. They obviously think they can. And who's to say they can't in a wide-open AFC? That's 9.
Just from the AFC.
Yeah.
If you go to the NFC, you'll see the Eagles, certainly.
Yep.
1. Packers.
Yes.
Lions, Bears, all of them. The Bears are 5-3. You can say what you want about them, but they're in a hunt.
Yeah.
Buccaneers. Let's
omit the Bears for now, and we'll come back to them. So that's 3. Tampa Bay, that's 4.
Seattle,
LA, and San Fran. That's 7.
Right.
And so even on the conservative side, there's
15
teams out there, and there's no great team. Like, I think the Eagles may still have the best roster, but there's no great team. It's an unusual year, I think, in the NFL.
But isn't that fun?
It is.
Like having,
yeah, I like it.
Because now it's just, we're going to make another adjustment to these predictions, I think, midseason, and when we get closer to the playoffs.
For sure.
And we're going to change them again.
No doubt. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, if you guys had an MVP vote right now, who are you voting for? Bob?
Well, I had Baker. I don't want to go off of that. I still think because of their schedule, he can accumulate what they need to accumulate. But I'm going to stay with him. Why not? He's the guy I thought from the very beginning. They've lost their receivers. That scares me. You know, they've lost guys, and Mike Evans is a big part of what he does, so that makes me wonder. If I had to pick a 1A, can I pick a 1A just in case?
Sure.
If I want to do that.
It would be wonderful, Bob. Yes, you can pick a 1A.
If I have to pick a 1A, then it's going to be, and this sounds crazy, but it's going to be Sam Darnold.
That's not crazy at all. I mean, he's 16 touchdowns, 5 picks, 116 rating, completing 70% of his passes. It's not crazy. Limits, who's your MVP?
Ooh, Sam Darnold, everybody. What a run he's having in Seattle. Joe, I felt like you with the Trubisky train talking about Sam Darnold.
I know, but
he's been incredible.
He has been
really
good.
And I think that he's going to be the MVP. 4 touchdowns in that game against Washington.
You don't think he's going to be the MVP. He's your MVP.
He is my MVP, yes.
Can you look up the Vegas odds on MVP for me right now?
I can.
A limitless one.
Joe, I felt like this, and it caught you off guard.
What about...
That was me.
It's the Trubisky train. It's the Darnold train.
There was no doubt about it.
The Darnold train.
And there was a lot of doubt about Darnold going into last year when they took him in Minnesota. But then I wonder now if Minnesota thinks, we should have kept him and given him $100 million. That's not all that much in quarterback terms.
Definitely.
Maybe. Should've. Here's my MVP, Matthew Stafford. Listen to these numbers. He's got 3 more touchdowns than anybody in football. 21 touchdowns, 2 picks, 113 rating. And his team is really good. and he's the main reason for it. I think he's the MVP of the whole league. If you took Matt, well, you could say this about a lot of quarterbacks, but if you took him away from the Rams, they're the equivalent of a lottery team, Bob. I think he's the MVP. And if I get to pick a 1A, and I appreciate you offering, it's Drake May. Because he has taken that team, and that's not a great roster, and lifted them to first place over the highly publicized Bills. He's sitting here completing 74% of his passes, Bob.
What about your boy, Bo Nix? You had him as your MVP to start the season. Now you're going away from him?
No, and he's done okay. Nothing? He's been good, but on some of the advanced stuff, it doesn't look pretty. He does have 17 touchdowns, 6 picks. Hold on a second here. Here's an unbelievable stat with Drake May. He leads the NFL in completion percentage, okay, at 74%. And you might think, well, Joe, that's because he dinks and dunks his way down the field. No, he doesn't. He's third in the league in average yards per attempt. So he's having a Burrow-like season when the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. That year, Burrow was pressured more than any quarterback and yet was, I think, the most accurate or one of two and took his team to the Super Bowl, division title and a Super Bowl that year. That's the kind of year Drake May's having. I want lots of people to stand up and admit they were wrong on Drake May. I've been wrong on lots of things lately. Not him. I said when I was watching him in college, and we could document it because
no, I remember that.
Ron was standing across from me that he's the closest thing to Ben that I've seen since Ben. That dude right there. He's a little smaller, not much. He's incredible, Bob, and he's turned into a star before our very eyes.
He has. Whether or not Daniel Jones, who has the most passing yards of any quarterback in the league, I believe, this year, despite what happened in Pittsburgh this past week, he's another guy who should get a lot of consideration just because of what he's done, given the fact that he didn't even start there as their starting quarterback.
Well, I'd like to point out that you're wrong about one thing.
He doesn't have the most yards?
There's one guy who averages more.
I'm talking about total yards, though, not average.
Well, yeah, because he's played one more game than this guy.
All right, well, so be it.
Bob's on fire today.
Matthew Stafford, Bob. He's the MVP of the league, and I'm standing by that. I'm going to die on that hill, my friend. There's a lot of quarterbacks.
It's going to be for fascinating down the stretch football for sure. All these matchups at the end of the year, they've tried to highlight division matchups, and in that particular division, those games at the end of the year are going to determine everything.
And you know who it's not too late for, believe it or not? And everybody will laugh.
Lamar Jackson.
Bob. He leads the league in passer rating. He has 14,
he's unbelievable.
14 touchdowns and one pick. I've never seen anything like this guy. And then what the hell happens in the playoffs?
I give Lamar Jackson a 2% chance to win the MVP because he hasn't played the whole year.
Yeah, but how about if they come
Limits.
Back and win
if
the
he
division?
Plays how many games do they have left?
Half the season.
They have 8 games left? He still could play 13 games. Forget about the MVP. Since the beginning of last season, this dude has 55 touchdown passes and 5 picks. That's ridiculous. Did I mention he almost ran for 1,000 yards last year? It's crazy what he does.
If he
is the MVP.
If he takes them into the playoffs after a 1-5 start, I absolutely think he can win the MVP.
So do I.
Again.
He could wind up with 35 touchdowns and 2 picks and have a miracle comeback of a year. Limits just doesn't like Lamar, and I can't figure it out.
No,
Bob.
That is not it.
You always rip him about his playoff stuff.
Well, yeah, he hasn't been good in the playoffs. That's just facts. I think what Drake May has been able to do, same thing with Sam Darnold, is we know how good Lamar is. Like, we know Lamar is great.
A lot of people didn't think he was capable of passing this way when he first came out.
I was one of those people.
73% he's hitting on this year. And his average per attempt is higher than Drake May's.
And he hasn't had, like, elite receivers necessarily. He's had guys you know, but they're not elite.
Well, Drake May's receivers are not elite. I mean, Stephon Diggs is old. The running backs fumble all the time. Like, that's not a bona fide top 5, top 10 offense in terms of weapons that Drake May is dominating with. You know, he's turned a team that Drake May has
dominating. He's been very good. Dominating is
yeah, maybe dominating
different.
Was too much praise. But
Bob, he's pretty close to dominating. He's completing 76% of his passes.
I understand, But dominate? Do you, when you watch him, do you think of a dominant quarterback?
I thought, other than he has a little bit of a turnover problem, I thought that he dominated the Steelers that day. He did whatever he wanted. They kept giving him the ball.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But I overall, when you watch these games, I don't come away thinking he's dominant. Dominant is Joe Burrow, and when he's passing for the way he is. Dominant is the elite guys, Mahomes, when he's on one of his roles over the past several years.
I respectfully disagree. I think he's on precisely that kind of role. He has 17 touchdowns, 4 picks, 260 yards a game, 117 rating, and he leads the league in completion percentage. He's been unbelievable. I agree with limits there, Bob.
Okay, your choice. If you had Drake May or Matthew Stafford, your choice. Who would you pick? You made it, but I mean, compare the numbers.
Probably for this, if I had to win the Super Bowl this year, Matthew Stafford. But it's not by much.
Okay.
You know who still doesn't get the respect? Jalen Hurts, sitting here with 15 touchdowns.
He doesn't seem to mind either.
No. How many picks does he have, guys?
Two?
Wrong. One. 15 touchdowns, one pick, 115 rating, completing 70% of his passes. And how many touchdowns has he run for, Limits? Wrong.
Eight.
Four.
Five. So he's going to wind up with double-digit touchdowns. He's going to wind up with 30 touchdown passes or there. No, maybe a little less than that. Maybe like 26, 27, and hardly any picks. He just wins. He does what it takes to win, Bob.
Yeah, he does. He's a winner. There's no question. He's done that. When he has to light it up in the pass game, he can. He's proven that.
Who's the coach of the year, gentlemen? Wrong. Vrabel?
Vrabel is in the conversation.
I think he is the conversation for me. Now, they're 7-2. What did they win last year? Four? Limits?
Four or five. Can't remember which one it was.
I think he's the guy. Do you guys disagree?
Do you give?
He's in that conversation.
They were 4-13 last year.
He should be the leader in the clubhouse. Do you give Liam Cohen some respect with Jacksonville for what he's doing?
Yes, yeah. But not to that level.
How about Ben Johnson with Chicago?
Maybe. There's still work to be done there, but yeah, maybe.
I certainly would. How about Shane Steichen despite this last game?
Yes.
Yes, for sure. Who else are we missing? Seattle?
How about McDonald? Yeah, McDonald. In
maybe.
Seattle.
Yeah,
McDonald,
maybe.
This
he's
is year
good.
Two for him, and he's really ratcheted up. And he took a big chance. They did, and bringing in Darnold. A lot of people thought, oh, what are you going to do with him? But, I mean, they've coached that team. They got a great defense, too. He's part of that. So,
how about the coach of the most surprising team in the league, which is the Carolina Panthers and Dave Canales?
One of three undefeated quarterbacks in the month of October was Bryce Young.
Don't you just want to see the Panthers go to the playoffs? I want nothing more than the Panthers to make the playoffs.
Where are they right now? They're 5-4. Are they close limits?
They're in that division.
They're
for
a game
sure.
out.
That would be tremendous. They are so bad, and yet they sit here with that record.
Are they bad?
They're bad. Well, maybe I'm biased. I saw them play the Bills, and it was one of the worst performances
they just don't
I've ever
they don't,
seen.
When you watch them, you don't think of them as a playoff kind of team, but they're getting it like last week against Green Bay.
That's unbelievable.
People came
Green
away
Bay.
That thing, oh, Green Bay imploded, which they did to some degree, but hey, you got to go in there and win, and they won.
They are 5-4. The Lions are the final wild card at 5-3. Carolina's two back in their division.
Yeah,
not only
Buccaneers
are they
lead them,
5-4, they play New Orleans twice. Well, they have Tampa twice, Atlanta and Seattle. Who cares about them? Everybody's mad about the Steelers. We spent a good 2 hours on that topic. Bob, why don't we come back with our predictions moving ahead?
Yes.
I think that would be enjoyable.
That would be a lot of fun.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So in the end, gentlemen, we're all giving the Steelers an F for the trade deadline, correct? I certainly am. No, that's
not
fair.
I'm not
going
to do that because I think
of Kyle Duggar.
Yeah, I think Duggar was part of it. Even though
trade deadline day may be an F, but that's not fair. Strike what I just said because of Duggar. I'm giving them a C- for trade for their trade deadline activities, Bob. You?
I would just say C just because I did expect them to pick up somebody in the free agent wide receiver department or trade, whatever the case may be. And I thought the price was right, actually, for a guy like Jacoby Myers.
Twinning streak?
I give them a D. I think that adding Kyle Duggar is important and going to help out the secondary, but I also thought that they needed another receiver and also maybe even depth on the defensive line could have helped.
Bob, I'm just...
That's an underrated position, by the way, that as far as depth.
Yeah.
Because beyond the three that are there right now, you know, Y.A. Black has been in and out, but I haven't seen enough to make me think that he's going to be a reliable guy. Other guys, Loudermilk's still injured. Who else do they have there?
Logan
Lee. Logan Lee. Logan's a nice kid, but a nice player, but he's not, you know, the production would drop off pretty good.
So, Kyle Duggar's played one game. I think we might want to hold off on judgment here. I'm going to be baffled if this guy's good. Why New England would put one of their main competitors for a wild card in a way better position to beat them? That's crazy to me. Why you would for such a low cost? Why would they give him to the Steelers if they think he's good?
Yeah, because they may meet again, and he may have a lot to say about it.
They may cost New England a playoff spot.
The only thing I can think of is they have, I don't know enough about the depth of their roster in the secondary. They must have younger guys who are playing well, or they felt they didn't want to re-sign them after
that
this
still
year.
Doesn't explain giving them to a team you're directly combating
for
a playoff spot.
Why do you think they do it?
Because they don't think he's good, and I'm wondering if they're still right. I'm not going to change my mind based on one game.
No, but you know, as time goes on, you might see that that they're wrong, and the Steelers are right.
And if they are... And they wind up missing by a game. Let's say the Steelers are the seventh seed and they're eighth. Then I'd be pretty mad if I was a New England fan. I'll tell you that. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Sunny today and a high of 63. That's Dermoni Dawson. Low of 38. That's Sydney Thornton. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mike White of the Post-Gazette. He's semi-retired, Bob, but only semi.
He's never going to be fully retired. He has too much knowledge in that head of his about all these high school matchups and history. Everyone wants to hear those things.
He just put out a list of his top 25 Whitfield football coaches since the year 2000. Anybody want to say who number one is?
Bill Chirpak.
Wrong.
No, I would
Bill
say...
Bill Chirpak.
Is it Bill Chirpak?
Yeah. Yeah. He's
wow.
dominated.
He has, but a lot of guys have dominated. Who else is on his list then?
Well, he's the third winningest coach in history. Has a ridiculous winning percentage of 847 and 10 Whitfield titles. That's incredible.
That's incredible.
I don't know if those... when did he start? I don't know. He's number one. Bob Palko, number two, put West Allegheny on the map. Won six Whitfield titles in the 2000s before resigning after the 18 season. Went to Mount Lebanon, was a difference maker. Mount Lebanon finished 16-0 in his third year, won Whitfield and state titles.
He won the National Coach of the Year and was honored at the Super Bowl during that season.
Yeah, he was.
Holy bird milk. Art Walker, number four, Central Catholic NNA, and Mike Zemanek. Is that how you say that?
Zemanek.
That's Ron's buddy.
Yeah.
Aliquippa, Ringgold, and Seton.
Yeah, I mean, all that was really...
Ringgold and Seton didn't go well.
No, Aliquippa was... And he was the double basketball and the football coach down at Aliquippa, so he had two jobs.
Won 87% of his games at Aliquippa.
Mike Smianek is one of the better coaches, absolutely, during his time.
He gave Ron an Aliquippa pullover that Ron wore at least once a week for 34 years, yep. Bob.
Isn't maybe was that his coach for long?
Was that his greatest accomplishment?
He wore that thing a lot. Yeah, Novak.
87% of his games and 6 Whitfield titles and 1 state championship.
No, Novak, is he not on the list? He has to be on the list from Woody High.
Terry Totten is next. Central Catholic. George Novak is 6th. Okay. Bob. Tom Nola, Mark Lyons, Greg Matsuk from Rochester, and Kasparovic round out the top 10. You like that?
Kasparovic had a national championship when USA Today was crowning them, right? Back in his days with North Hills. Has anyone else gotten that, even though I don't know how many years they did it?
Mike says Pine Richland's firing of Kasparovic after the 2020 season is still incomprehensible. All he did in 8 seasons was win 4 Whitfield titles, 2 state titles, and go 85-18.
Yeah, that's when politics enters sports, and
holy
it's never a good
milk.
Mixture.
Wow. Well, in high school sports, when do you avoid it?
Yeah, but I mean, it shouldn't be the reason.
No, it shouldn't.
You're out.
I don't remember, honestly, the circumstances around his firing. I can't remember it. I remember we were talking about it. How about our friend Bubba is now the South Fayette baseball coach from 100.7. Did you know that, Lennon?
Yeah, Bubba's the man. He does a really good job over there.
I had no idea that was the case.
Good luck, Bubba. Goodbye, Bob. We'll see you. Where are we tomorrow?
Tomorrow at the Rivers Casino.
At the Rivers Casino
Rivers
tomorrow.
Rivers Casino Sportsbook tomorrow. Yes, right outside of it.
Goodbye, Limits. Love
you. See
you
guys.
Bye.
Have
love you.
In the morning.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.